We're about to embark upon a new sugya, and it's really a springboard to a whole series of sugyas that appear in the Beis, even though they're not gittin per se sugyas, but of course they do appear in the Masechet Gittin, and gittin starts us off, but they're really shas sugyas, really close to the sugyas that relate to the global issue of ne'amanus v'isurin. One of the parameters of the halacha called eid echad ne'amanus v'isurin, the one witness is generally speaking trusted in the area of issur v'hetar. So let's begin in the first of the Mamakomos. The Gemara goes back to Rab and Rabba. Remember, so let's start with Gittin, let's get it quickly spread to other areas. So the Gemara raises the question, according to Rabba, first of the Rabba comes with Rabba the Omar, the Fisha Ebekir the Shema. According to Rabba, we are concerned that the get was not written in the Shema, and that's why we insist on the Fanei Nechta, the Fanei Nechta. So yes, the Gemara, the Bai Trey, wait a second, if you're really worried that the get wasn't written in the Shema, so we should require two Eidim, two Shlichim, two agents to testify that the get, in fact, was written the Shema, because after all, midinavi akol edus of the Torah. This is similar to a lot of areas of edus in halacha. We know apishtein edim yakom dover. You require two witnesses for capital cases, for monetary cases, for all areas of halacha. So why is it that Rabba is so makil now, unless you get away with one shlich, with one aid testifying about the legitimacy of this get? The answer to the Gemara, one sweeping statement, eid echad nemer v'isurin. That when it comes to Issur v'hetar, when it comes to simply something prohibited or permissible, so an Eid Echad is believed. So here, in effect, the Eid Echad, the one witness, is saying this woman is now permitted to remarry. So an Eid Echad is not believed to say that Reuben broke Shimon's window, and an Eid Echad is not believed to say that Reuben killed Shimon, but an Eid Echad is believed to say something which is only relevant to Isurim, such as here the Issur of Eishes Ish. Yes, well, wait a second. When do we say that one witness is believed? That's in a case where I have a piece of meat on the table and I don't know whether it's permissible fat or prohibited fat. So the Eid Echad can identify which one it is. Aval Hach over here, this Chazik is too dangerous ish. Wait a second, we know this woman is a surah. She's been married for the last 20 years. She has what's called the Cheskas Isser. So don't forget that term. It's going to come back to this about 1,000 times. Is a cheskas iser, is a status quo that she was asura. So now you want to change that status quo. You can't do that. You require two edim for that. So the Gemara would have just stopped at that point. We would have had enough to talk about. The Gemara continues. Aval halacha is chazik isur deishis having dovah shebe'erva. V'yadovah shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. It is unclear whether this is one question, two questions. What is the significance of one or two questions? So we're going to get to this much, much further down the line. But the Gemara's question of saying, how could one A be believed? It is Ischazik Isura, and this is the question of Arayas, whether she's Meshach Ish or not. Whenever you have questions about Kedushin, Gerushin, things of that nature, you're always required to aid them. The Gemara says you're really right. But if this would have been a real, true concern, you would have required to aid them. The reason why we're so makil to let you get away with one is, most of the sofrim, in fact, no one did anyway. The get is probably kosher anyway. So minat Torah, there's nothing really to worry about. Since the whole concern of Rab is on the midrabanan, therefore they were willing to look the other way and let you get away with merely one end. So we're going to put the gittin by the sugya on the back burner for a while. We want to begin to focus on this phrase, this halacha, eid echad ne'eman b'isurim. In the realm of isurim, in the realm of issur v'hetar, one witness is believed. Now, we all know this is true. We wouldn't even need the Gemara to tell us this to us. We live our lives based on that. LaMashal, did anybody eat yesterday? If you ate food yesterday, how do you know the food is kosher? Two witnesses came and told you that the food is kosher, man. Your wife told you that the chicken is kosher. How does she know that it was kosher? The fellow in the store told her it was kosher. How does he know? Because the mashkir, all that, the shaykh, it all boils down to one person. One, it's a hopefully not a broken game of telephone. Hopefully it's a valid chain. But everywhere along the line, all of the chuskashas is predicated on the assumption that eid echad is isurin. You don't need to aid them to be present to watch a shechita. You don't need to aid them to tell you that the food is kosher. So we all live this all the time. Eid echad is isurin. The question becomes, where did this come from? How did Chazal figure this out? How is it that we all rely on eid echad is isurin? Doesn't the Torah say, How did in the world did Chazal know that the kashrus of the food is any different from determining whether the window was broken? So Rashi on the spot has a fascinating source. What's fascinating, the source according to Rashi, it's actually the absence thereof. It's the lack of a source. So Rashi says, on the spot, at the end of the first of the Ramakamas, Rashi, Mishari Erechem Bisurin, Sharei Hemina Torah Kol Echad V'Echad Yisrael. Rashi says, you know why a person is believed? Because the Torah believes him. Because we know that's the way it is. Wait a second. We're expecting Rashi to give you a Pasuk, a Drasha, Halacha Mashina, something. Rashi says, no, that's just the way it is.
The whole basis of the Torah is because Baruch gives it to Moshe. Moshe gives it to Bnei Israel, gives it to Yeshua, and the whole base, the VM, everything's based on giving over the Torah Malachos, but one person.
Okay, you mean in Echad Ami, that's true. But with teaching somebody Torah is not a question of Eidos. That's just simply being Modia. You have him so raised for peace and Moshe Rabbeinu here. When the Lachem requires Eidos, you don't say that Svara. Well, if I can believe the Torah based on Echad, so then I can believe that Reuven killed Shimon based on Echad. No, when it comes to Eidos, the Halacha said one of the Dinei Torah is Afish Na'amidim Yochum Dovah. It's interesting that Yehuda Levi in the Sefer Kuzari highlights the fact that the Mesorah really is actually not Ish B'Pish. It's not really one person to one person. That's ultimately what demarcates Yadus and other religions. Yehuda Levi has a whole discussion about this, that the other world religions fundamentally rely on one person. One person said he had this and this revelation, he had this revelation, etc. He said Torah and mitzvah is based on the fact that 600,000 men plus equal amount of women and children all saw this together. So fakir, the opposite is true, that the original Messiah was not given in front of Shavu'ah, that nobody should question it, same as only a day in Echad. But the bottom line is that Echad is never Messiah. So where does it come from? So Rashi says, it's true because it's true. Sure, Amina Torah, Kolech Echad Yisrael. And then Rashi gives you a few examples. Ala freshes truma. How do I know that somebody was mafresh truma? Yala shchita. How do I know the meat was shechted? Yal nikar agid. How do I know somebody took out the gid anasha? Via chaylev. How do I know they removed the chaylev? It's built into the system that people are eating. People are eating in their houses. They're eating in friends' houses. They're eating in other people's houses. So it must be shemitah torah kolecha v'echad Yisrael. So a very, very strange source for something. We're not familiar with this kind of a source. But Rashi seems to be saying, it's almost along the following lines. The source is from the absence of a source. From the fact that the Torah presents to us what normal life is. Everybody knows a normal life structure means that I'm coming to my own house and my wife is giving me a plate of food on the table. Normal people eat every once in a while in other people's homes. That's built into the system. If the Torah would have wanted to raise a red flag and tell us, no, you're not allowed to do that. You have to have to aid him. The Torah should have told us. So it's almost like from the absence of the Torah telling us, Sharei Hamina Torah, there's no place that the Torah doesn't tell us that. So it's Mufan Le'eva, the Svara Rishona is, the starting point is, it must be that everybody is actually believed based on the Echad Misur. It's a very, very fascinating Rashi. But Rashi himself, in Maseches Chulin, in the second of the Ramakamas, actually veers a little bit from what Rashi says here. Rashi, again, the days, when you put Rashi in the corner and ask Rashi, what's the source? He doesn't pin down to a pasuk, but in the second of the Ramakamas, Rashi begins to quote Ipsukim for the idea of Erechad Misurin. So Rashi in the second of the Ramakamas, Erechad Misurin, the Chol Yachid Biyachid Haninaso Torah. But Rashi said in Gittin that the Torah believes everybody, but Rashi didn't tell you what the source was. Here Rashi does quote a pasuk. The Zavachta Mibakarcha Umitzoncha. The Torah says that you, Loshen Yachid, you should shecht. So it's understood. You as one person are going to shecht. But how do you know that other people are eating it? Maybe the Torah means that I shecht myself and nobody trusts me. He shechts himself and nobody trusts him. Rashi continues. The shachar is ben abokar. The Torah says that when a person brings a korban, so they shecht the korban, and the shochet does not have to be a kohen. The Yisrael can shecht, shechit the bazaar kishera, the achle kohanim al yado. The very description of korbanos in Sefer Vayikra is, a fellow comes, he shechts his carbon, he hands the meat over to the Kohen, the Kohen eats it. How could the Kohen eat the meat? How does he know that it was shechted? The Torah doesn't say, it just says, shechted, he shechts. And then he obviously informs the Kohen that the shechita was kosher. The Torah only requires witnesses, if you want to make somebody pay money, a misa bezdin or to kill somebody or arayos for halachas of arayos the kavinah of davim mamre. That's a drush we'll get to a little bit later on. The source that ain davim should be ever box mishnayim. So Rashi in Gittin almost emphasizes the lack of a source. Rashi and Chulin have dug up a pasuk, a mashmal, some kind of a pasuk that indicates what the source is. But in Chazal itself, it's silence. Chazal never tell you what the source actually is. So unlike the two opinions in Rashi, Tosfos really, really goes searching and tries to find the solid, ironclad mukbar, the nahani mili, the state, where does it say Chumash, this principle of Erech HaMisurit. And by doing so, Tosfos gets himself into a lot of trouble because the source that they come up with becomes very, very questionable. So Tosfos continues in the third of the Ma'amar Komos, the whole print at the end of the Tosfos, four lines at the bottom. Yim Toima, Umanolan de Erech HaMisurit. How do you know? Vishtei Erech HaMisurit. Yeshlomer says Tosfos, the Alfina min Nida. There is actually a drasha, the Tosfos at least interpreted to mean, but Hilchos Nida. What? Does it say Hilchos Nida? Dashir Perakamad, we just had enough Yomi a couple of days ago. It says in Perakamad, you must have Sumis. For Sofra La, La Atzba. The Torah says that when a woman is counting Shivan Akiyam, she's counting seven clean days in order to get out of her status of being a Surah. The Torah says, she counts for herself. She counts for who else she counts for? She counts for herself. What does it mean? So the Torah explains, that means she is the one in charge of the counting, and nobody knows what's really going on behind closed doors. Nobody knows, is she really Torah? Is she really checking herself? Nobody knows that she really goes to the mikvah. She comes and informs her husband that she went to the mikvah, she's muteris, she's tahora, and the Torah says you believe her. The suffer lo liatzma, there's no edim, there's nothing, zero. She is believed. So comes to us and says, the fact that the Torah says that a woman is believed in this area of halacha, this actually serves as the model, as the source for edach and bisurim. So just as the Torah says that the woman is believed to say that she's muteris labayla, so too, unbelief to tell you that the chicken is kosher. Unbelief to tell you that the tumas and rice are taken off properly. The entire institution of Erech and Bisurim ultimately revolves around and is ultimately has its source in this phrase, v'safra, one word, la, which the Torah interprets to mean la'atzma. This is the source for Erech and Bisurim. Now, nobody questions that Gemara Kesubas that a woman is believed to say that she is Mutar, that's not a shot, that's not up for discussion. But the fact that Tosfos made this the Mokor, made this the source for all other areas of Erech and Bisurim, this is highly, highly questionable.
Right,
you know, you're right. So the Chiddush of Erech and Bisurim is that not only do you not need two Eidim, you don't even need one quote unquote Eid. Anybody's beliefs. So the same way that the bottom line says Tosfos, that what gives you a right to eat the chicken that your wife puts on the table is the exact same halacha that which she tells she's mutaris. It's the same thing. The same exact halacha. So the first one to question this halacha is Tosfos themselves. Tosfos says, wait a second. If we go back to Gittin, the days and the days, back to Esh Sugya for a moment, let's just read back to the first of the Komos, the second line. Eimah di aminan erechna b'surin. When is this principle of when you don't know what the facts are, you do not have a status quo. So I have a piece of meat in front of me, and I have no clue whether this meat is kosher or treif. Comes the Erech and tells me it's kosher, you're allowed to believe him. But the law is chazik yisura. That's because there was no status quo. There was no what we call a chazoka of cheskas isur. Game's over. Says the Gemara here, and the Gemara says, and hopefully we're going to talk a lot about this after Yantif, what the parameters of this statement are or not. There's the big exception to the rule of Erech and Bisur. Erech and Bisur works when you have a real bona fide 50-50 suffix. But if you have prior information, you're trying to change that information, and the game's up. Erech and Bisur doesn't apply under those circumstances. So it comes to us and says, wait a second. We may have just been guilty of overkill. We said that the entire source of Erech and Bisurin is looked out from Nida. When the woman comes and says, I'm now Tahor, I'm now Muteres, that's the Mokor of Erech and Bisurin. He asks Tosfos of the third of the Ma'amar Komos, second line from the bottom of the Tomar, if we're right that Nida is the source, Im Kerafilu is Chaz Yisura, Wait a second. Neither is this chas gisura. The husband knows she's been asura for the last 2 weeks. She comes and she says, I checked myself, I did my bidikas, I went to the mikvah, I'm not muteris. So the husband, not literally, but the husband has to stop and take away. He said, hold the phone. Why is she believed? Isn't this is chazik isura? I know that she was asura, and now she's telling me that she changed the status of the asura. That's going up against a chazik sister. Now, again, I'm not questioning that the Torah believes the woman to say she's muteris, but if this is going to be the source for Erech and Bisurin, then we have a lot of explaining to do. How can the Gemara say that Erech and Bisurin doesn't apply when there's a chazaka? If the source itself is talking about when there's a chazaka. So we're talking in circles, says we're searching for a source for Erech and Bisurin. We dug up a source. We made up a source of Nida. Well, wait a second. If it's really truly learned out from Nida, then it should be similar to Nida and it should apply across the board, even against the chazaka. And the Gemara says here, on the basis of that is not the case. So that is the problem that Tosfos got themselves into. So Tosfos is about to pull off what seems to be the absolute impossible. Tosfos has to explain to you the following. They have to convince you, they have to brainwash you about the following statement. When a woman comes and says, yes, I've been a Nida for the last 2 weeks, but I'm no longer a Nida, that is not going up against the Chazaka. Tosfos has to do some very, very fancy footwork to show you that a cheskes isra of nida is nishkei chazaka. That's not called the chazaka. That's not called the cheskes isra. If Tosfos could succeed somehow in explaining to what seems to be impossible, it's a joke, it sounds like she's been through for 2 weeks. What do you mean it's not a chazaka? What's the chazaka? So if Tosfos could somehow explain to her, explain to why that's not called going up against the chazaka, then we're back in business. Then we have nida being a good model, the prototype of Erech and Bisurin. So how does Tosfos do that? So Tosfos says as follows: the Yeshlam, two lines to the bottom. The Eina becheskas sheteiroa kol shah ukesha avru shiva tahora memela v'lo ischazik yisura v'gam biyado l'tvol. So in 1.5 lines, Tosfos try to accomplish that. We're not sure what they said, and we're not sure how many different answers they gave to this question. We're not sure what this dark picture is. Don't feel bad; we're not in such bad company. Yeah, we're in the company of the Marit and the Sheikh Schweitzer and everybody for the last 500 years is trying to figure out what in the world Tosfos is trying to do. So Tosfos starts out sounding like what they're saying is as follows. Let's analyze this very, very carefully. What's the chazaka for this woman? So yeah, the woman's coming and coming back from the mikvah and she says, I'm now Tahora. And the husband's thinking to himself, well, wait a second. She was not Tahora for the last week and a half. So what's going on? What chazaka was there exactly? So Tosfos seems to say that before there was a biological chazaka. The biological chazaka was that she was bleeding. He knows for a fact she was no Adam a week and a half ago. So shouldn't the chazaka teach us as follows? We have a rule, status quo in chazakas. Everything remains the same until proven that something has changed. We know that last week she had her ears down. So that was a biological fact. She had her ears down last week. We know that. That was true. So you're asking a roundabout question. How do you know? So the answer is that even Al Atzad that he knows on his own, how does he know that? She had a baby, he saw the dam, whatever. I'll give you hechik pinches. You're right. 99% of the time, he doesn't even know the fact until she tells him, but it's possible that he knows on his own. So we know that, for argument's sake, 14 days ago, she had her ears down. That was a biological fact. 13 days, she was also in her ears down. So she has a chazok already. She's been roadam, 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 roadam. So look over, that's called the cheskas roadam. Now she has to come around and say to him, no, I stopped. I didn't see any more adam. I went 7 clean days without seeing any adam. So she's going up against the chazokah. So Tosfos says, nah, that's not a chazokah. That cheskas roadam is nishken chazokah. Why is it not a chazokah? The ain of a cheskas te ro kol sha'ah. What do those words mean? So one of the Gedolei Acharonim, Maharit, understood what Tosfos is driving at is as follows, that this falls into the category what's called a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos, a chazaka that its very status quo from the very inception is up for grabs. It's something that's omed l'kach to change. Well, Marshall, we've always given this example. Why? Every morning, don't you come right with Avi, open up your tefillin and check the pantries, make sure they're still kosher. Why? That's silly, because they were kosher yesterday. No, we don't know that. Of course, they put it. 5 years ago, the sofa checked the tefillin, they told you the pantries were kosher. So you have a chazok of the kosher until proven otherwise. If it falls to the lake or something, then you have a race in the chazok. And barring any bizarre activity, you can assume they were kosher last week, less but last year, etc. They remain kosher. The principle of living our lives based on chazokas. When that chazok was first established, did we have any reason to believe that that chazok was going to change? No. Maybe 100 years from now, maybe the parshas will start to, fade. Common sense dictated that that chazok is here for a long, 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 long time to be. So generally speaking, chazokas are, we assume things are the way they were, because when we first were privy to that information that they were in condition X, that was something that's going to be around for quite some time. What if you have a quote-unquote chazok? We've established these are the facts today, but come on. Everybody knows that these facts are not staying around forever. Everybody knows this is changing. This is a revolving door. So Kalsam Acharon Maharit said, a chazoka ha'asuya l'shtanos is mishnei chazoka. A chazoka that's oimei v'kach, it's da'ish alaylam, the regular teva dvar, the way of nature is, if this chazoka changes, it revolves. That's not called a chazoka b'chlal. So that's what Tosa seems to be saying here, that a chazoka that the woman saw blood last week, true, statement of fact, but Lemaisa, the other biological statement of fact is, women don't bleed forever. So they bleed 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. That's it. I've got really assessed this. The darkish alaylam is that they only have a riyas dam for X amount of time. You can't call that halachli a chazok. So when the woman says that, she stopped. She's not going up, heads up against the chazok. Oh, very good. Excellent. Oh, very good. Excellent. Excellent. Perfect.
Saying that in your estimate, you don't need Shiva making it. So automatically, 7 days after she first sees blood, she's
right
to be
Torah,
she goes to
mikvah. But even though correct, that a pure need, not just to resolve, I mean, a Torah doesn't need Shiva making, but she has to stop bleeding. If she's still bleeding, she remains being a Torah.
That's correct. To me, what he's saying is that the chazaka is that the chazaka in the world is that 7 days after the Yasnam, she will be Tahora and going to go to the mikvah.
No, but Tosfos is talking about Zava. This pasuk with Sofala is talking about Zava. That's the Torah's case of Zava. So, Bizman Hazel, we treat all women as suffering Zavas. So, within that model of Zava, you do require Shiva Bekiyim. So, Tosfos is saying that Ein Mechester Kol Shava, Avu Shiva Tarim Meva. That after a few days, the middle of the dam gets stopped. So that apidin is not called going up. You're 100% right in terms of your facts, the rice, the rabbanon, but lemaisa tosos is addressing the case of the rice of zava. It's cyclical. So it's not a chazoka. That's the bottom line. A chazoka, we call a chazoka asir l'shtanos. That's those trap. But Tzvi has to bomb cash. I said, wait a second. We have to break down very, very carefully what the woman is saying. Not only is she going up against the quote-unquote chazok of Leah's dam, which tells us just, washed away. Wait a second. She was a surah. She was tamei. There was a status quo that was chal on this woman. That is a need that doesn't go away by itself. That is a need that requires going to the mikvah to get rid of it. If a woman had a Leah's dam 20 years ago, she hasn't had a Leah's dam in 20 years, she's still a surah minatom until she goes to mikvah. She has to go to mikvah one time and shine. So comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. True, we got rid of the din of the quote unquote, the cheskas roa, which doesn't exist. But what about the cheskas iser that still does exist? So that's what Tosfos throws with the last two words. Vagam biyado mitvol. For that, she has the ability to go to the mikvah. That's what's called biyado. It's another sugya we'll get to in a little while from now, that when you have a chazoka that's staring you in the face, you can't be made to change that chazoka to start with
6:50.
Oh, they start 6:50. Okay, I thought we were supposed to end 6:50. I'm supposed to end 6:47. Okay. So we'll have to leave the touch hanging in battle. Okay, let's Hashem, whatever. Friday. Okay, we're trying to get back to the second half of those three magic words. We got to be able to. Okay.
Yeah, whole thing.
Thank you. Okay.